cooking and grinding of hog liver.
In a dish?
Yeah, I mean the food.
Wait a minute. Well, you call it a sausage grinder. For the grind it up, you said dish for the grind too?
Saying the food, when you grind up liver, you know.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it? What do you call this food when you after you ground the liver?
I know what you mean. I'm trying to think now what they call that.
You
call it pudding, I think. But that no, that'd be blood. Put that blood in there. Call it blood pudding.
That's when you make use hog blood.
Yeah, make it. You know, you catch that blood,
uh-huh.
And Miss Ruth won't do it. I mean, it's sour. But the Bible says you don't eat no animal blood. That is life. But I eat it. See, it tastes sour. That blood, they call it blood pudding. But now, for the grinded liver, we ain't just never practiced that at home. Grinded whole liver. So I wouldn't know what to call that dish.
Well, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal?
No.
Maybe some hog meat and cook it? Then later when it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No, never did that.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste or how would you describe its condition?
Well, they generally call it kanky. Uh-huh. That's what they call it.
Thus the butter has become kanky?
Yeah, when it gets strong and whatnot like that.
So you would say what?
You'd say spoil.
Yeah, I know, but what you would say, if someone said, you had this butter and you would say, what?
Well, I tell them I got some, but it's not a spoil.
This butter is
spoil. It's kanky.
Right.
That's what they used to call it. Kanky.
What about rancid? Have you ever heard that
yeah,
word?
Yeah, call it rancid. Sure, it's been too much rancid. It's like cheese, anything. You see, rancid, kanky. Oh, that both of those names kind of come under the same head and, you know, mean the same thing. Uh-huh. See them for the same meaning.
Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
Clabber.
Uh-huh. Any other name?
Well, I know they got a weird talking about fixing milk, talking about clabber cheese. But all I know is get the milk, get sound, get thick, maybe they call it clabber. Clabber milk, hard.
Uh-huh. What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking it?
The first thing after you do the milk after milking it, take it in the house. And you got a container there called a crock or whatever you're going to put it away in for it to get cool and rise cream. You take it and you strain it, pour it through what you call a strainer into this container, and then you set it wherever you're going to set it for keep.
Now, what is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Pie.
Uh-huh. What would you call that? You'd say this.
Now, according to what you mean, I just call it apple pie, and sometimes people call it a scuffle. But they generally call it a pie.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you make it out, it'd be apple pie, berry pie, or some people call it a scuffle. Put the bread crust over the top of it.
Uh-huh. What is something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry? Do you know what that would be?
Something like a fruit pie?
Yeah, it's just like a pie, but it has layers of fruit and pastry in it.
Yeah, I don't know, being this, it's a fruit cake. I don't know. See, all that new cooking. I wouldn't know that.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his what?
His food.
Or his what, you might say.
What
other term have you heard used?
Like, somebody sure likes to put away his dinner, his supper, his meal, or something like that.
No, food.
Food.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? You have a pudding. What do you?
Sometimes they pour wine over there, tell me. You know, some people don't eat certain things and they just don't indulge it to use it, but yeah, I'm talking about you pour wine.